Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson with Price City. We're going to talk turkey because every year somebody decides this is the year I'm going to try and I am going to deep fry a turkey. So we're going to talk about that and just all around regular safety when you've got people at the home and you're cooking a lot and the ovens are hot and all that kind of good stuff. Fitzgerald, thank you so much for coming in today.
I enjoy coming in here. You know I do. I really do.
So let's talk turkey.
Yeah, I can tell you from what happened last year, you know, you and I did this interview, not one turkey fryer fire. It has to be a correlation. I can't prove it, but that's how I feel about it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's getting it out there, getting the information out to the masses. Because, as I said, you know what? They're taking off, and they have probably the last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
People have started buying them more and more. But you know what? There are some things that you've just got to be very careful with when you're talking about using a turkey fryer. And probably the first thing you need to talk about is location. Where are you doing this at?
You have to think about where you're doing that and what's above you. So a lot of people have done some pretty impressive fires by just doing them in their carport. Yeah, obviously we're advocating that they can't be done indoors. Everybody knows that. But it's really easy to think about, oh, the carport's fine or the garage, and that's your first mistake. We would like to have people do it somewhere where it's outdoors, away from the building and away from anything above you, because if it flares, that's what's going to start the fire.
Right, and probably one of the things that people don't think about if they're out in a field or in an area is looking for trees up above them, like you were saying.
Yeah, and we don't want anything to happen. That's why we have the discussion. And the potential there usually is for the people that are new at it. That's something to think about. But so we worry about things that we want to express to you, and number one is that the biggest mistake that sent from my research is people trying to do a partially thawed turkey, and they will explode. We did a demonstration last year. We're going to post it on our Facebook page about a partially frozen turkey that just will just explode into it, and it's something that you can't control. It'll put you in jeopardy.
And that's one of those things, too, that a lot of people will buy a frozen turkey, and they'll thaw it out, thinking that it's completely thawed out.
Right,
and a lot of the times they're not, and that's what happens.
And from what I read, they tell you to plan for 24 hours in the refrigerator for every 5 pounds that your turkey is. If you're going to buy a 15-pound turkey, you need to plan on 3 days in the refrigerator thawing. There's a little bit of danger doing it right on the counter to get people sick. So let's not even advocate that. Let's just talk about thawing it in the refrigerator and hoping for that, but that information's available to them. My biggest concern is turkey fryer fires. We talked a little bit about those frozen turkeys, but just be aware of what the temperature is of the oil. Make sure there's a space for that the children or pets cannot get near, and we're advocating at least three feet. It's so easy for a kid to run into that and do some serious burns that'll change your life.
And another thing that a turkey fryer fire is not a normal fire. Those oil fires, those grease fires are totally different than a regular fire, right? You have to fight them differently and everything?
Yeah, and so the biggest aftermath could be somebody throwing a large quantity of water or any kind of water on it, and that's just not what you do. If you're lucky enough that the fire starts in the pan, you'd want to just cover it. Unfortunately, turkey fryer fires usually start from too much oil in the pan, not enough planning on the displacement once you put the turkey in it, things like that. And once it overflows, now you've got more than one problem. Your hose line, even from your propane tank, is a threat because it's going to burn through that too. And then you could have more than one source just continue your fire.
And once again, what would be the best thing to use to douse a fryer of a turkey, a fire?
That's going to be an extinguisher that can handle oil fire. So it's called an ABC, but you're absolutely right. Don't plan on having something for extinguishment, even if you're a veteran at doing this, because it's not necessarily just you that's the threat. A kid, a dog, anything can cause that thing to tip over, and you need to be prepared for that. But yeah, not water. We don't want that, and you will get hurt, and you'll see that when we do the demo on Facebook.
And once again, water is like throwing just more gasoline on it, right? It just spreads it.
It really does, and it'll make it pop. It's just short of explosion, but it is pretty impressive what it does. So we don't want you doing that. Be prepared with the source that's going to be an extinguisher that's designed for oil fires, not just an average. Ordinary combustibles is what we call it. So if you have those, you're prepared for that. If you wear proper gloves, if you you're cautious about children, we're going to be okay.
All right. So enough about turkey fryers.
All right.
We should know enough about turkey fryers to be safe right
now. I think so.
I know one thing that you like to do, and that, you know, the fire department has always liked to do is get out in the community, have people come into the fire station. You're not being able to do that right now because of COVID. So let's talk about some of those things that you guys are doing to dispel that, and kind of, you know, it's sad right now that you can't do these things, but it's just the way it is right now, correct?
Right. One of the things that I enjoy doing is tours with children with schools, and we've had to put those on hold. We've even changed the way we're doing training. The guys aren't coming to the station right now because of the threat. So that's something that we have to think about, but we realize that there's an impact on the community, whether there's a pandemic or not. There are needs. We're doing our Sub for Santa this year, as they always have. These guys have been very humbling to me on how they handle charity to the community, so I'm very grateful to them for that. We're going to be selling T-shirts real soon. They're being made as we speak, and that money will go directly towards that Sub for Santa. And we're going to do everything we can. For example, there's a parade tomorrow. There's a rumor that Santa will be there, and I don't know that for sure because Santa doesn't check in with me, but we're hopeful for that. And that will be announced on our Facebook page, but that's going to be tomorrow afternoon, and that's part of the festival that's going on with Price City and the businesses.
So he doesn't have to check airspace with you?
I really wish he would. I'd like to know where he is so I could be more important, and he doesn't nonetheless.
All right. Hey, Fitz, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it. And we'll get you in next month. We'll talk about some Christmas tree safety around the home and things like that for the holidays.
Yeah, I appreciate what you do and what the station does for safety for our community.
Well, thank you so much for taking out the time. We appreciate you as well. Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.